the processional hymn 321, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Welcome to our service on this Trinity Sunday. We follow the order of morning prayer and the litany, beginning with the opening greeting on page 101. The Lord be with you. Round the throne of God, day and night, they never cease to sing, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, open our lips. O God, make speed to save us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. On page 118, the traditional form of the canticle Venite, verses 1 to 7.
Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us heartily rejoice in the strength of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and shall.
On page 599, the psalm appointed for this morning is number 8, the 8th psalm.
You have made him little lower with glory and honor. You have given him dominions over the works of your hands and put all things under his feet. All sheep and oxen, even the wild beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever moves in the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Governor, how glorious is your name in all the world. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
A reading from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that our suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we still were sinners, Christ died for us. Much more surely then, now that we have been justified by his blood, will we be saved through him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more surely, having been reconciled, will we be saved by his life. But more than that, we even boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. On page 126, the traditional form of the canticle Te Deum, parts 1 and 2. a reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 28, beginning at verse 16. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." On page 131, the canticle, Glory and Honor.
We affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord. O Lord, save the King. Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness. O Lord, save your people. Give peace in our time, O Lord. O God, make clean our hearts within us. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given us, your servants, grace by the confession of a true faith to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity and in the power of the divine majesty to worship the unity. Keep us steadfast in this faith that we may evermore be defended from all adversaries, for you live and reign, one God, forever and ever. And we join in the first two collects at morning prayer. O God, and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger, and in all things guide us to know and do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hymn number 4, God Who Made the Earth. Of the Litany on page 175. Let us pray. God the Father, Creator of heaven and earth. God the Son, Redeemer of the world. God the Holy Spirit, giver of life. Holy, blessed, and glorious Trinity, three persons in one God. Save us, good Lord, from all sin and wickedness, from pride, hypocrisy, and conceit, from envy, hatred, and malice, and all uncharitableness. From sins of thought, word, and deed, from the lusts of the flesh, from the deceits of the world, and the snares of the devil, from fire, storm, and flood, from disease, pestilence, and want, from war and murder, and from dying unprepared, from all false doctrine, from hardness of heart, from contempt of your word and commandment, and from the evil of schism. Save us, times of sorrow and in times of joy, in the hour of death and in the day of judgment. Save us, Lord Christ, by the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your birth, childhood, and obedience, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your ministry in word and work, by your mighty act of power, and by your preaching of the kingdom, by your agony and trial, by your cross and passion, and by your precious death and burial, by your mighty resurrection, by your glorious ascension, and by your sending of the Holy Spirit. Hear us, good Lord. Govern and direct your holy church, that it may fill it with love and truth, and grant it that unity which is your will. Give your church courage to preach the gospel and to make disciples of all the nations. Give knowledge and understanding to bishops, priests, and deacons, that by their life and teaching they may proclaim your word. Give all people grace to receive your word and to bring forth the fruit of the Spirit. Bring all who have erred and are deceived into the way of truth. Guard and bless our rulers, especially Charles, our King, the Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, and grant that they may trust in you and seek your honor and glory. Bless our country and give grace, wisdom, and understanding to all in authority. Bless the European nations and draw us closer to one another in justice and freedom. Bless those who administer the law, that they may uphold justice in honesty and truth. Bless and keep all who maintain peace and safety. Give to all nations unity, peace, and concord. Strengthen the faithful, comfort and help the faint-hearted. Raise up those who fall, and drive out all evil. Support and encourage all who are in poverty, unemployment, or distress. Protect those whose work is dangerous, and keep in safety all who travel. Keep fathers, mothers, and children united in their family life, and give them wisdom and strength in times of stress. Heal the sick, care for the old and lonely, and remembering in particular the family of the late Mary Johnson, comfort the bereaved. Remember the poor who long to hear good news. Give us the will to strengthen them through acts of generous love. Show your pity on victims of strife, on the homeless and the hungry, on prisoners and on all who live in fear. Forgive our enemies, persecutors and slanderers, and turn their hearts. Guide and direct all who influence others through the written or the spoken word, and inspire all who serve mankind in science, industry, and art. Bless and keep all your people. Teach us to use the resources of the earth to your glory. that all may share in your goodness and praise you for your loving kindness. Savior of the world, forgive our sins known and unknown, things done and left undone. Grant us the grace of your Holy Spirit, that we may amend our lives according to your holy word and share with all your people the joys of your eternal kingdom. Jesus, Lamb of God, Jesus, bearer of our sins, Jesus, Redeemer of the world. Hymn 319, Father of Heaven, whose love profound.
In the name of the most holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Some verses from our first reading today, the letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. Endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Endurance. Perhaps not the word that suits the spirit of the present times. Instant gratification seems to be often what is wanted now. Endurance, character, and hope might have been fine things in past years, but they demanded commitment and work. Enthusiasm for discipline, for commitment, for working at things is not plentiful. instead of seeking the qualities of which St. Paul writes, people tend to go in the opposite direction. People feel they shouldn't ask people to think, that everything should be dumbed down, made simple. To be complicated is likely to lead to being accused of being elitist. Yet, a moment's thought would reveal that the world is not becoming simpler. It becomes more complex by the day. Technology, science, medicine, each field becomes more and more difficult for an outsider to understand. So, on the one hand, there is a mood that says everything should be simple, and on the other, there is a world of increasing complexity. The church has tended to go down the popular route, not asking people to apply their minds to things, dumbing things down. It is thought that if everything is made as simple as possible, then people will still be attracted. Except, just as would be expected in other fields of knowledge, in church teaching, there are some things that cannot be dumbed down. The understanding of God as the Trinity is something that cannot really be made easy. One of the problems Christians have with the media is that God cannot be simplified. God is not simple. No matter how hard speakers try, they cannot make God fit into simple terms of a newspaper headline. All the words in the dictionary only start to explain God. Trinity Sunday is an annual reminder that God is not like anything or anyone that can be imagined. God cannot be fitted into the mental capacities of the human brain. All the terms from mathematics and geometry and science and philosophy are inadequate. All the ideas from art and from literature are insufficient. All of human knowledge put together would still not encapsulate God. Endurance produces character, says St. Paul, writing to the Christians in Rome in this morning's reading. And for a man with a powerful intellect like Paul, endurance would mean serious thinking. Paul would want readers to try to think about God, intimidating as such a thought is. Such endurance can cause a headache. Attending church, trying to understand the confusing things that everyone encounters from time to time, facing those moments in life when there are questions like, what on earth this life is about, means dealing with things with which the human mind cannot cope. It's like trying to imagine the whole universe and then trying to think about what's beyond it. It is not in the spirit of our time to think about such things. People do not like that which they cannot control. People do not wish to imagine things that they cannot understand. The Bible is a disturbing book for the times because it doesn't allow any possibility that people can control the world. The writers of the Bible acknowledge God as God. They do not attempt to describe him. Nowhere do they sit down and say, God is this and God is that. Instead, they are just tiny glimpses. Belief in God and the Bible comes as a conscience of the facts of the experience of God in their lives. If people are to follow the way of the Bible, they have to argue for God from their own experience. No one can reason another person into belief. God cannot be crammed into human reason or argument. All that can be done is to present what is known and to allow people to decide for themselves. The idea of God is not something which will fit into any explanation that can be given. God is God. He is who he is. He cannot be controlled. He cannot be simplified. He most certainly cannot be dumbed down. This day, this Trinity Sunday, this day when the Church remembers God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, prompts thoughts at least once in a year as to the nature of God. In a world where laziness is a sign of the times, it is not for Christians to go down that path. Instead, they need to listen to the instruction of St. Paul. Endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us. And now to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, we ascribe as is most justly due, all might, majesty, praise, glory, and dominion, from this time forward and forevermore. Amen. Remember to show kindness and to share what you have with others, for such are the sacrifices of which God approves. The collection hymn 322, I bind unto myself today the strong name of the Trinity. We will sing verses 1, 2, 8, and 9. 1, 2, 8, and 9. I bind unto myself today the strong name of the Trinity. I invocation of the Savior.
Let us pray. God, the Holy Trinity, make you strong in faith and love, defend you on every side, and guide you in truth and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. Tomorrow night, Monday, there will be a meeting of the Select Vestry in the hall at 7:30. Sunday next, the first Sunday after Trinity, Parish Communion at 10 o'clock. Also at 10 o'clock, the Jam Group, that is the Jesus and Me Young People's Group, will take place in the hall at 10. And our Children's Day service will take place this year on Sunday the 14th of June at 10 o'clock. The recessional hymn 376, Ye Holy Angels Bright. Let us bless the Lord.